And now we propose to take you on a series of little journeys, peeps into the past, showing how the Auckland City Mission was born. How it began with a huge crowd at the Old Princess Theatre in June 1920. Here is the Reverend Jasper Calder concluding his first sermon.
And so, my friends, I give you warning that to me, Christianity is dead until its words are translated into deeds. So I want you to be ready to form committees to help me in this great work. I visualize as my own personal job the care of those unfortunate chaps who've fallen into sin and been convicted in our local courts. I want them to feel that all Mother Church has not forgotten them. Then I visualize a camp for children somewhere near a big ocean beach. I visualize a convalescent home for sick people who are recovering from illness and who can't afford a proper rest. We might even someday have our own doctor and our own deaconess. There are heaps of opportunities for service if only you and the general public will support us. So, in conclusion, I call upon this vast congregation to help me translate the thrilling words of Christ into action. That's what we want. Action.
And now we come to the last little peep into the work of the mission. Every social worker, especially those who are ordained clergy, are often consulted in confidential matters of considerable delicacy. Mr. Calder often wonders whether he was right or whether he was wrong in the advice he gave to this old lady whose heart was sadly perplexed. It was really after hours at the mission office, and Mr. Calder might have been pardoned for pretending he didn't see the old lady with the stick struggling to read the name of the Auckland City Mission just as he was about to close up, but...
Are you looking for somebody, madam?
I wanted to find the Reverend Jasper.
I'm afraid the office is closed now, madam. If you come back tomorrow during business hours, you could perhaps see his secretary and make an appointment.
Oh, dear. I've just come from the country especially to see him. As I left my purse in the train, I had to walk from the station. Oh, dear, whatever shall I do?
Well, in that case, little lady, I'm afraid I'll have to own up and tell you. I'm Jasper Calder. Now, if your business is urgent, I guess you'd just better come along inside. This way.
Oh, thank you.
Now, let me take your arm. These steps are a bit trying.
Yes, they are. It was very kind of you to see me, Mr. Jasper. I remember you when you were a little chap in the cradle.
My, that's a long time ago. Well, here we are. Here's my office. There you are. Now, there's a nice, comfy chair for you. Now, how about... A cup of tea.
Oh, that would be just wonderful.
Right, all right. Just a moment till I put the kettle on. There you are. That'll soon be boiling. Now then, tell me all about it.
I don't just know how to begin. It is about my son who is to be married.
Oh, yes?
Well, the wedding is to come off next month, and he has chosen a lovely girl who I'm sure will make him a wonderful wife.
Well, that's a good start off. Now, what is the trouble?
Well, you see, he is not really my son.
Ah, now, suppose you just tell me all about it.
Well, you see, sir, it is like this. A long time ago, my daughter met a man and, well, you understand. They appeared to be in love with each other, and then suddenly he disappeared and no one knew why. But in a little while, my lovely girl could hide her secret no longer, and there was to be a baby.
Ah, poor kid.
You were not condemning her then.
Condemning her? Just a moment. Just let me read you what our Lord said to another woman in similar circumstances.
Oh, I know, sir. I know that by heart. Every time I get depressed, I read it again. The piece where Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn thee," is that what you mean?
Yes, that's the bit I was going to quote. But tell me, what happened? I presume that this boy who's to be married, is that baby now grown up? Am I right?
Oh, yes.
And, of course, he doesn't know.
He has not the faintest idea. He thinks I am his mother. The doctor and the nurse are the only ones that knew our secret. I took wee Rupert away from the hour he was born, and as soon as my daughter was well enough, she moved to another town, and we kept our terrible secret well.
Tell me, is the boy's father still living?
No, he died some years ago.
Well, little lady, just Yes, what is your problem?
Well, my daughter is now happily married to a man from overseas. She confided to her husband about the other man, but the husband only knows that the wee one was adopted.
Well, to be quite honest, I'm sorry, but I still don't just see your problem.
But Mr. Jasper, don't you see, Rupert is to be married next month.
Yes.
And when he fills in his papers, he will declare that my husband is his father and that I am his mother.
Well, is that all that's worrying you?
Well, don't you think it is a very terrible predicament?
Certainly not. For all practical purposes, Rupert is your son. Save for the actual physical birth, you've had him since he was an hour old. He's known no other mother but you. And in every way you brought him up as your own son.
Oh, yes, indeed I have. And I love him just as if he were my own. Do you know, Mr. Jasper, I sometimes cannot realize he is not actually my own flesh and blood.
Well, in a sense, he is partly your own flesh and blood. And for my part, I wouldn't dream of disturbing the serenity of the deception. In fact, my dear, it's almost ceased to be a deception after 27 years.
Then you don't think that I need tell him?
Certainly not. Why, it would be the cruelest thing imaginable.
Oh, but suppose somebody found out.
But how could anybody find out? The only people who knew are the doctor and the nurse.
Yes, and I'm pretty certain the nurse is dead.
Who was the doctor?
Dr. Bainton White.
Well, I can soon settle that. I knew the old doc well years ago. I'll get him on the phone. He's very old, but he's still alive.
Oh, but...
Don't you worry, old sweetheart. As Sandy Powell says, leave it to me. I'll just go into the next room and get through the telephone. Just a moment. There you are. We're through. Now.
Are you there?
Is that Mrs. Bainton White?
Yes.
Jasper called her here.
Oh, Jasper. I haven't heard your voice for years. How are you getting on?
I'm fine, thank you, Mrs. White. Tell me, I suppose it wouldn't be possible to have a word with the doctor, would it?
Oh, he's confined to his bed these days. You know, he had a stroke last month, and I'm afraid it's pretty serious.
Oh,
I suppose there's nothing I can do.
I hardly think so. As a matter of fact, I wanted some particulars concerning a confinement case that he dealt with about 27 years ago. Do you think that would be possible?
Oh, no, Jasper. I'm sure it wouldn't. Doctor retired over 10 years ago, and all his records are destroyed.
I see. All the records are destroyed. Is that what you said?
Yes, Jasper.
Never mind, then. Just forget it. Give the old doc my kind regards.
I'll do that, Jasper. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you. Well, you heard that?
All the records are destroyed.
Yes, you brave little woman. In the eyes of man, and let us believe, in the eyes of God, all the records are destroyed.